Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, it was just earlier this morning when Lindsay was telling us that she's always, you know, reason she shops a lot is because she's bargain shopping all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Just.
Except like right now.
Yeah. So except we were like just that. Talking about this this actor, Lucas Black, that that Ace and I knew a little bit. We knew his mom more. She would call into our show more when he was little in Alabama. And he's an actor and he's got a line of Christian merchandise. And Lindsay's like, I'm about to order one of these hats. Now, if you ordered a bunch of stuff like that, like say you order a bunch of merch mm-hmm. from Lucas Black's Christian line of stuff, uh-huh. would you then tell Kyle he can't complain about it because you're spending money on the Jesus stuff?
Yes.
It's for the Jesus. So why are you complaining that I'm spending too much money?
Right. And funny, though, that you were talking about the hats he has that have 77, I guess. 77
Yeah.
The one I like, it's black with the 77. I was like, oh, you know, it says unisex, but you know what it says on the back? Bring masculinity back. It says that on the back.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think I should get that one, maybe.
Yeah, you should.
You think?
It doesn't mean that you're masculine. It's like you want a masculine man. You want men to be masculine, take care of their families. And that's what his whole messaging is about.
And I get that. And I do. I love that. But do you think me wearing that is weird? Like, I don't would people be like, oh, does she want to be more masculine?
I think that just means you want a man.
Yeah.
We need more men.
Yeah. And then would Kyle look at it like, do you not think I'm mad? You know, I don't know. There are different ways it could be taken.
You know what's in your mind right now? The devil. That's what. That old devil's done got in your mind, and he's trying to talk you out of getting that hat.
Get out of here.
Get thee behind her, Satan.
Get. There are women's hats that are that don't say that.
Yeah.
About okay. pink, and I don't want pink. Anyway, we'll work on this.
Mm-hmm.
What about camo? Is camo back? No.
I don't know. He's a big fisherman, and up in I don't know if he hunts or not. He may hunt. So he's an outdoorsman, put it that way.
You know, another thing I don't love about the one that I picked out, I didn't realize, but you can't adjust it.
Oh, it's a fitted.
It's a fitted.
Yeah. Women wear fitted hats. You ever notice that, Riggins?
Mm-hmm.
You never see a woman wearing a fitted hat.
Because they never fit.
Yeah, that's probably true. You always see them like as a snapback or an adjustable strap. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's because they want to pull a ponytail through it.
Yeah, which I love.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that when I had long hair.
You did?
Loved it, Riggins. See my ponytail pulled behind it.
Love that.
Back of my hat.
So, question.
Okay.
How do you know this might be a dumb question. How do you know the size of your head?
You have to measure it.
Like,
you're looking for a sized hat? Is it in like inches, or is it just small, medium, large?
Let me look.
What a perfect question to ask in the most ill-fitted hat ever. How do you measure your head? Well, you're wearing like an Arby's hat, you know?
Yeah. It's inches, like 6 7/8 to 7 5/8.
That's something that that most guys know. I have no idea what my hat size is. Rob can tell you his because it's just so outlandishly huge.
He's the XL.
Oh, he would probably be triple X.
Really?
You know, yeah, in the bedroom and in hat size.
I believe.
Dude, guys. Okay, we'll work on that. I guess I'll take a measuring tape.
But yeah, I thought you didn't want a fitted one.
I don't, but I like it. I like this one. I'll think about it. I don't
you typically may not like the way a fitted one looks on you.
I wouldn't.
Maybe. I don't think I would.
You're right.
I've never had a fitted one.
I need it like pretty tight.
Now, if you're going to wear it backwards, the fitted is the way to go.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have the... Let me look at this.
But chicks don't wear backwards hats that much.
They don't. And there might be an age cutoff with the fitted fitted backwards hat for men and women, I think.
Yeah.
And it's not the same age for both genders, I think.
Yeah, I get that. I love a backwards hat on Brooks. I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me think about it. You know, who knows?
You're saying that I'm too old for this, Riggins?
No, you can still wear it.
I think you're right, though. Right. The fitted is way better than the... I think it's fine. I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Oh, wait. I done messed up. I got to put my glasses on. I can't put the screen back.
Don't touch stuff.
I was trying to show the audience a big look at my backwards hat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to be fancy.
Fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think...
I like this hat. It's about the only fitted hat that I have. And it's better if I'm going to be out when it's not super hot.
Yeah.
When the weather's not super hot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Lindsay's still online shopping. Like, we just totally love it.
Yeah. It's like when I get down a hat tunnel, here I am. See ya, guys.
Mm. Where are you? Go down the hat tunnel.
But you're going to see me next show with like a God hat. A God hat. There was one, and I can't remember. Charlie Kirk was wearing it in one of his debate things. And I was like, I love this hat. And I couldn't find it, and I forgot what it said. But anyway, I took a screenshot of it because I loved it. But there again, men's hats don't look good on me. Look at this. It's just too big. It's like I got a pea head or something.
Can you wear the hats with a little rope on them?
That's what it was. I don't know. How'd you know? It had a rope on it.
Well, because, I mean, that's really popular now. And men and women are wearing those. And my little friend Jenny and Jody, they both wear. But little friend Jenny says that that's what I need to be wearing, too, because that's the number one style of hat, right? And she keeps up with all that because she's into merch with the with her business and in racing and all that kind of stuff. And I say, they're just way too high up on my head and all that. She goes, that's what you said about those that you're wearing now too. You said that for years. I tried to get you to wear those, and now you got used to it and it's fine. I said, but those are girl hats, the ones with the ropes on them. And Trump is the one that brought those in style. You know, that's really where that came from. Old style hats. And then when he was in his first campaign and he was wearing, and Trump does not look good in any hat. I'm sorry. He's just not a good hat wearer. But he put that hat on and everybody started wearing, oh, look at that old golf hat, man. That's cool.
Is it his face shape or does he wear it hot? Like the bill?
It's both. I just don't. Some people just don't look good in hats. My brother is one of them.
Really?
My brother, if he puts on a hat, he'll go, look, I can't wear a hat. I look like a serial killer in a hat. I haven't seen him wear a hat since we were teenagers.
Really?
He won't wear them.
That's so crazy.
But
maybe I'm that person and no one wants to tell me. How do you know you're that person, guys?
Those hats with the rope on them, those are the ones that everybody's wearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I actually just found it. I swear to God, it came up on my, this is creepy. This is the one, and you're right. It's got the rope. Do you see it?
Yep.
Faith over fear.
Mm-hmm.
With the rope. And that's what he was wearing.
Harley was wearing one of those?
Yeah. And this is the one I want. Now, they're not cheap.
No.
But you can get 15% off if you sign up for texts.
Oh,
wow.
All you got to do is get some texts.
Yeah. Exciting.
I'm sure they won't bother you all the time.
Well, but I don't care if it's God text.
Right.
Yeah, it's God texting you, actually. That's the thing. It's really a text from God.
Yeah.
If God texts me and offers me 15% off, I'm going to be livid. I'm like, God, this is our one chance, and you're trying to sell me a hat.
He wants you to wear this hat.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, what color? Oh my God, they come in like 1,000.
Oh my God, your day is just ruined. That's what you're going to be stuck doing all day.
I was going to rest after this because, you know, I got a cold, but I think I'm just going to be hat chopping.
Can Kyle wear those hats with the rope on them? Has he ever tried wearing those?
I can't picture it, but yeah, he wears a lot of hats. So I think he could wear this.
Yeah.
How do we know though? And what if we get it? It's not returnable.
It is not returnable.
I don't know. I typically like accessories aren't,
mm-hmm.
You know,
well, Jody will wear it if you don't want it.
Okay. This is also going to sound weird. I like the green, but the green mm-hmm. has yellow writing and then it looks like mm-hmm. Green Bay and then Kyle will never talk to me again. So no, it's like.
You don't want green and yellow.
No, I don't. You're right. I like the light blue and black.
Yeah.
That's cute. Or the white and black.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, light's going to have makeup all over it.
That's the thing. Yeah, I just thought about that when you said it. You're right. You're right. Well, we'll work on this.
All right. Well, good.
Glad these are the problems of the world.
Mm-hmm. And I know people listening are glad that their subscription fee goes to listening to you hat shop.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Well, get one of these. I'll post the link.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, ladies, when you have dry, flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.